In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, it's been quite a remarkable year in Seattle sports. And it's time for KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel to count down his top five stories of 2016. Art, at number five, developments this year and the effort to build a new sports arena in Seattle.
We all thought it was dead in May when the Seattle City Council voted 5-4 against vacating a street in SoTo, where Chris Hansen, the arena developer, wants to put his new arena. But no, not only is it not dead, Chris Hansen plans to submit a new plan to the city council sometime in January, in which he's going to privately fund the entirety of his project. But now we have a potential second arena on the horizon, because Mayor Ed Murray said he wants to put out bids for the remodel of Key Arena. Whether it pencils out, we'll have to see in 2017.
Yep, a lot to come on that story. Moving to number four, the University of Washington women's basketball team making it to the Final Four in the NCAA tournament.
That one came completely out of the blue, and it was a delightful story, I think, for everybody following it. The Huskies finished with a good but not astonishing 26-11 record in the Pac-12 regular season, but in the NCAA tournament, they went on to beat Penn, Maryland, Kentucky, and Stanford, all seeded higher, and make it all the way to the Final Four in Indianapolis. They lost to a very good Syracuse team, but they also, under Coach Mike Nabors, put this program on the map, and they still have back two of their most prominent stars, Kelsey Plum and Chantel Osahor. They're off to a very good start in the end of 2016, so it could be another run to the Final Four in 17.
All right. Well, number three, the Seahawks making the playoffs again.
Yes, twice in a year, if you look at the calendar exactly.
Right.
They made the playoffs last year and beat Minnesota before falling to Carolina last January. And last week, they again made the playoffs, clinching the NFC West title with a win over the Rams. That's 5 years in a row for the playoffs, and that's really a mark of consistency under Pete Carroll and general manager John Schneider. And obviously, it's been a tremendous kick for the fan base here to see such consistent excellence from a franchise that didn't have very much of it before those two arrived.
All right. Well, the final two sports stories on your list, there seems to be a tie between the University of Washington football team and the Seattle Sounders.
Yes, how about that? We've just got all the precincts in on this voting, and they came to a dead heat tie. It's just altogether remarkable. I would say right now, with championship in hand, the Seattle Sounders are the winners, simply because that's their first championship in 8 years. They did it in a preposterous fashion, coming from nearly nowhere in late July to barely making the playoffs with a 500 record, and then cruising through the playoffs to win in Toronto with no shots on goal on penalty kicks. A tremendous achievement for all involved. And then the other tie is Husky football. University of Washington is going to play Alabama in really the biggest game in Husky history, and it's not in the books yet, but what the Huskies have achieved is remarkable. In the third year of Coach Chris Peterson, it came from two good but unspectacular seasons to a 12-1 record this year to win the Pac-12 conference for the first time in 15 years. And now they're in the national playoffs, just a third-year invention of the NCAA. They play Alabama, and if they win that, this place will be on fire. So it's really been a remarkable year of achievement in Seattle sports, something we're not used to, and I think maybe some of us are still uncomfortable with this much success, but I think everybody has embraced it.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.